I wish you could have met my father. He was a special person. I guess even I never knew how special.
I miss him.
He stared off into his own thoughts. What of your father? Kaylin twisted a strand of her hair around her finger. My father was mate to my mother, mate to a confessor. He was not a father, in the way a man is a father to other children. He had been taken by her power, and there was nothing to him but his devotion to her. He paid heed to me only to please my mother, only because I was born to her. He didn't see me as myself, but only as a part of the confessor he was bonded to. Richard pulled a piece of long grass and flattened the end of it between his front teeth as he thought, at last asking, "Who was he before she took him with the magic?" "He was Wyborn Amnel, King of Galea." Richard pushed himself up on an elbow, looking down at her with surprise.
"King? Your father was a king?"
Without realizing she was doing it, her expression slipped into the calm exterior that showed nothing, a confessor's face. "My father was mate to a confessor. That was all that was in him. When my mother was dying of a terrible wasting illness, he was in a constant state of panic. One day, the wizard and the healer who had been tending her came to us and said there was nothing more they could do, that the spirits would soon take her to be with them, that she would soon pass from life. With a wail of anguish like none I have ever heard, my father clutched his chest and fell to the floor, dead." Richard gazed into her eyes.
"I'm sorry, Kaylin."
He bent and kissed her forehead.
"I'm sorry,"
he whispered. He lay back once more and put the stalk of grass back between his teeth.
"It was a long time ago."
"So, what does that make you? Are you a princess or a queen or something?"
She laughed a little at the question, at how strange all this must seem to him. He still knew little of her life, her world.
"No. I am the mother confessor. The daughter of a confessor is a confessor, not the daughter of her father."
She felt uncomfortable about seeming to belittle her father. It was not his fault her mother had chosen and taken him.
"Do you wish to know about him?"
He shrugged.
"Sure. You are part of him, too. I like knowing all about you."
Kaylin thought a moment about what his reaction would be.
"Well, he was the husband of Queen Bernadine when my mother chose him as her mate."
"Your mother chose a man who was already married?"
She felt Richard's eyes on her.
"It is not as it must seem to you. The marriage between him and the queen was arranged. He was a warrior, a great commander.
The marriage wedded his realm to the lands ruled by Queen Bernadine, creating the land of Galea. He did it for his people, to make a united land under a crown that could stand against hostile neighbors. The queen was a wise and respected leader. She married my father for the good of Galea, not for herself. She and my father had no love for each other. He gave the people of Galea, a fine, strong daughter, Cirilla, and then a son, Harold."
"Then you have a half-sister and brother."
She shrugged.
"In a way, but not in the way you think of it. I am a confessor, not a knot in the string of royalty. I have met both Cirilla and Harold. They are fine people. Cirilla is the queen of Galea now. Her mother died a few years back. Prince Harold is the commander of the army, as was his father. They don't think of me as kin, nor I them. I am of the confessors, of the magic."
"What about your mother? When did she come into all this?"
"She had just become the mother confessor at the time. She wanted a strong mate, one who would give her a daughter with strength. She had heard the queen was not happy in her marriage and went to speak with her. Queen Bernadine told my father that she did not love her husband, that he was a cuckold. Even though she loved another, she respected Wyborn as a strong man, as a leader, and as a cunning warrior, and would not condone my mother taking him with her power. While my mother was thinking on what she would do, Wyborn caught the queen in the bed of that lover. He nearly killed her. When my mother heard of this, she returned to Galea and solved everyone's problems before he could add the murder of the lover to the beating he had given his wife. Though a confessor has many things to fear, being struck by her husband is not one of them."
"It must be hard to have to choose a mate without loving him."
She smiled and pressed her head against him.
"In my whole life, I never thought I would be able to have anyone I love. I wish my mother could have known this joy.
What was it like having him as your father? She folded her fingers together against her stomach.
He was as a stranger to me. He had no emotion except for my mother, no real feelings except for devotion to my mother. She wished him to spend time with me, to teach me the things he knew, so he was overjoyed to do so, but for her sake, not mine. He spent time teaching me what he knew. War. He taught me the tactics of his enemies, how to steal victory from a much larger and confident force, and most importantly, how to survive and triumph by using your head instead of rules. My mother would sit sometimes and watch as he taught me. He would look up and ask her if he was teaching me correctly. She told him he was, to teach me so that I might know the skills of war he knew, in the hope I'd never need them, and if I did, so that I might survive. He taught me that the most important quality in a warrior is ruthlessness. He said that he prevailed many times by being ruthless. He said terror could overwhelm reason, and it was a leader's job to bring that manner of terror to the enemy. The things he taught me helped me survive when other confessors died. Because of what he taught me, I was able to kill when there was need. He taught me not to be afraid of doing the things that must be done to survive. For the things he taught me, I loved him and I hated him.
Well, I love him for teaching you how to survive so that you could be with me now.
Kaylin shook her head slightly as she watched a small bird chasing away a raven.
The things he knew were not the horror. Those who make you do them to survive are. He never wrongly took war to others. I shouldn't fault him for knowing how to triumph when he was forced to fight a war. Richard, perhaps we should start thinking about surviving now.
You're right, he said, slipping an arm around her. You know, I was thinking we're sitting here like those targets, just sitting here waiting for an arrow to come and shoot us, waiting to see what will happen to us.
What do you think we should do?
He shrugged.
I don't know. But if we keep sitting here, sooner or later we're going to get shot. Sooner or later the sisters are going to come back. Why should we just wait for them to come to us? I don't have the answers, but I can't see how sitting here is going to help.
She crossed her arms under her breasts, burying her hands to get them warm.
Zed?
Richard nodded.
Zed would know what to do if anyone would. I think we need to see him.
What about the headaches? What if you get them when we're traveling? What if they get worse and you don't have even Nissel to help?
I don't know. He sighed. But I think we have to try. Otherwise, I don't have a chance.
Then let's leave right away before they get worse. Let's not wait for anything else to happen.
He squeezed her shoulders.
Soon.
But we have to do something first. Something important.
Kaylin twisted her head around, looking up at him.
What?
He smiled down at her.
We have to get married,
he whispered. I'm not leaving until I get to see this dress I keep hearing so much about.
She turned and hugged him.
Oh, Richard, it's going to be so beautiful. Wesselin smiles the whole time she sews on it. I can't wait for you to see me in it. I know you will love it.
Of that, my wife-to-be, I have no doubt.
Everyone is looking forward to it. A wedding feast among the mud people is a big party. Dancing, music, actors, the whole village joins in. Wesselin said it will take a week or so to prepare everything once we give the word to start.
He pulled her closer.
Word is given.
She had her eyes closed as she kissed him, but even so she could tell his headache was back.
Come on, she said, catching her breath. Let's shoot some arrows so your head will stop hurting.
They took turns for a while. Kaylin squealed in delight when they went to retrieve their arrows, and she found she had put one of hers through one of his.
Wait until the home guard hears about this. They will turn green, having to give the mother confessor a ribbon for making a shaft shot. They may even turn green just seeing me with a bow in my hands.
Richard laughed as he pulled arrows from the targets.
Well, you'd better keep practicing. They might not believe you, and you may have to prove it to them. And I'm not taking the blame for this one with Savidlin.
He turned to her suddenly.
What did you say?
What did you say before, last night, about the quad?
Rawl sent them with a spell so Zed couldn't stop them? Kaelin was a little surprised at his sudden change of subject.
Yes, his magic wouldn't work against them.
That's because Zed has only additive magic. That's all any wizard with a gift has, just the additive. Darkin Rawl had the gift for additive, but he had somehow learned to use subtractive. Zed had no defense against subtractive magic. Neither did you. Wizards created the Confessor's magic, and wizards have only additive magic.
She nodded with a frown for him to go on.
So then, how did you kill them?
I went into the Kandar, she shrugged. It's part of the Confessor's magic, but I had never before known how to use it. It has something to do with rage. It means blood rage.
Kaelin, do you realize what you're saying? You had to have used subtractive magic. Otherwise, how could you have defeated them? Zed's magic didn't work, and your regular magic didn't work because those men were protected from additive magic. You must have subtractive magic. But if wizards of long ago created your Confessor's magic, how can it have an element of subtractive to it?
She stared at him. I don't know. I never thought about it. But it must be as you say. Maybe when we get to Aedendrill, Zed can explain it.
With a frown, he pulled another arrow from the bundled grass. Maybe. But why would confessors have subtractive magic?
His frown deepened. I wonder if that was what you did with the lightning.
Richard with the gift, and her with subtractive magic. Two frightening thoughts. She shivered, but not from the cold.
They shot arrows the rest of the afternoon until the daylight began to dim. Her shoulders and arms were weary from pulling the bowstring.